Well, our first bout, we were up against the team that eventually won the entire tournament. So we knew going into that one, we were just going to go and do our best and enjoy that game. It was brutal. The girls were behemoths on that team. I'm not exaggerating. It brings to mind back in the 80s on the Chicago Bears where you talked about the refrigerator. This is who we were playing against. It was impressive, but I think considering the opposition, we actually did pretty good.
That was a team from Southeast?
It was actually a mashup team. It was mostly Juno with one Sitka player and I think three players from UConn.
Your one win of the tournament was against Fairbanks?
That's right.
What went well in that bout?
Our wall stayed together. Our defensive wall stayed together and pulled off that game. That gave our Jammers a chance to get lead, and so we could control the clock in that game better.
Okay, and then you finished out against, I think, Palmer?
Was the Wasilla team, the hosting team for the tournament, Boomtown. And they won last year the state tournament, so they're also a really good team. But they've got excellent sportsmanship, and we had a fun time playing them.
All right, and how about, did you have individuals who were honored?
We did. Our most valuable jammer went to our own Luda Frisk, Alice Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And our most valuable blocker went to Arachnophobia, which is Rachel Newport.
This is not the first time the Ragnarok Rollers have gone, right?
This is our second time as a team going to the state tournament.
Okay, and how did it compare to last time around?
Oh, we did better this time around. We still were seated at the bottom, which was a little frustrating, but that's what the rest of the state thinks of Petersburg in general. So it was nice to go up there and show them some stuff.
Okay, and then you get to see that Southeast mashup team in another week and a half right here.
Just those massive players. That's going to be a new mashup team playing under the name Far North, but I think it's three of those giants are coming down to be on that team again. So it's going to be a pretty brutal game here at home. It will be fun to watch. If you've never seen roller derby here, this is a good time to come see it. And you will see a David and Goliath type battle. And then also at the state tournament, there was a co-ed game that some of our players played in. And there was also a what's known as a fresh meet bout, which is the rookies or the newer skaters. And Polka Olka got MVP jammer for that. And that's our very own Ola Richards.
Cool.
Ola Richards was playing with a broken toe,
Oh, wow. So
that was pretty impressive. And then we were down a skater because she was able to finish out the fresh meet bout, but in the last jam she got an injury, and so Nettie couldn't play the next two games. So we were down a blocker, and that kind of hurt. But our jammers all did really well for the two games. We had a two-jammer rotation with one more filling in. And on our third game, where we had to play against Boomtown, we had three jammers. And every time we went out there, our jammers gave their blockers a hard time.
And your jammers this time were?
Gil Recker, which is Kayla Pop. And Angela Denning, Dark Flow Rider. And then our third jammer we placed was Alice Williams, Luda Frisk.